This podcast was recorded and provided by the National Association of Regional Councils. For more information about NARC, please visit narc.org.
Hello, everybody. This is Mia Colson with the National Association of Regional Councils. And as part of the U.S. Department of Energy's Sunshot Solar Outreach Partnership, we are working with our partners at the International City County Management Association, the American Planning Association, and ICLEI Local Governments for Sustainability to support local governments in increasing solar deployment in their communities nationwide. Today I am joined by Colleen Crowninshield, the Clean Cities Manager at the Pima Association of Governments in Tucson, Arizona. Colleen has worked for PAG since 1994 and has been focused on the Clean Cities Initiative for the past 10 years. We're also joined today by Sheila Storm, the Director of Communications for PAG. Colleen and Sheila are here today to discuss how PAG is working on making the Southern Arizona region a leader in solar deployment. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So to start with, can you give us a quick description of PAG's role as the Metropolitan Planning Organization in the Tucson region?
Sure. Our role in the Pima County region is we're the transportation planning organization, environmental planning organization, and energy programs planning. And that's the program under which Colleen operates Clean Cities and the Solar Program. And Pima Association of Governments, as the Metropolitan Planning Organization, has 9 members. And those members include Pima County, our local jurisdictions, the 2 Native American reservations, the Tohono O'odham and the Pasuyaki, as well as the Arizona Department of Transportation. And as we enter next year, we're going to be celebrating our 40th anniversary as an MPO.
Great. And PAG has had a long history of supporting solar development in the region. So how did their interest in solar energy develop?
In or about 2008, the city of Tucson joined an effort called Solar America Cities, and we became one of those Solar America Cities. With that, they approached PAG with an offer to help us develop a new program called the Solar Partnership. The Solar Partnership would work in the communities to bring solar developers and installers together to increase solar interest in our community, as well as to really bring together the municipalities and solar installers and developers in the region with the community so that we could increase solar on the rooftops in Southern Arizona.
Sounds great. But now I understand that the PAG region is facing kind of an interesting problem of having an oversaturated solar installation market. Is that right?
Absolutely. In about 2009, after the Greater Tucson Solar Development Plan was established and began to hit the streets in Southern Arizona, we started really seeing an increase, a very rapid increase in solar installers in our community. A lot of times those installers were coming in from outside of Arizona, not just outside of Southern Arizona, but outside of Arizona as a whole. These were companies who really had no vested interest in our community at all. They just wanted to install solar at the lowest bottom dollar for themselves. And really, the installations were not top quality. They were not in the best interest of the consumer here in Southern Arizona. So we saw an increase of more than 70% of the installers who had been here for a long time to installers, who had been here for a week to a month at a time. So it was a unique predicament that we were in to really try to weed through those installers and ensure that we had the best installations possible in Southern Arizona for our consumers.
So what benefits have you seen from PAG's involvement in promoting and regulating solar development?
When we finally realized that we had an issue with the oversaturation of the installation market, as well as we started seeing consumers really confused as to what solar options they had in Arizona. So what we did, some of the great things that have come out of this and some of the great benefits that have come out of this is we have been able to work with the installers in our community as well as our electric company in bringing together what we are calling the Southern Arizona Solar Standards Board. That Solar Standards Board has written what we are calling best practices for installation of solar in our community. Everything from having a NABCEP certified person on staff in Tucson at any given time to marketing approaches and right down to the installation itself. And the SASB board has been able to really go back and look at those installations from the installers themselves, give, you know, critique that installation to a point where the consumer is happy with the installation, the businesses are happy with the installation, the solar installers are all working together to create these best practices. So it's been a win-win for everybody, really, to see, you know, to see everybody working together and to be able to see that benefit has been really a fabulous thing. We've been recognized nationally for the Solar Standards Board, and to see those collaborative efforts has been really an exciting thing.
That's great. Did you face any challenges or have any lessons learned from your experience?
Absolutely. As with anything, there are always challenges, and hopefully you've learned lessons from all of these. But in my opinion, knowing your solar community is a first step. You have to know those installers. You have to really get to know them and work together with them. Knowing the Corporation Commission, understanding their rules and regulations, being willing to work with the electric company is extremely important, working with that for-profit entity. You know, all of those things are extremely important as you're moving forward with solar in any community. Understanding what the consumer wants, understanding what the installers are able to accomplish, and understanding where your setbacks could be with respect to your corporation commissions is very important. So we were able to bring everybody to the table with the Standards Board and really move forward with solar. And we've definitely seen in the last year some very exciting positive outcomes from the Standards Board and the partnership with the plan from a consumer perspective, a business perspective, an installer perspective, and as well the government and municipality entities.
Sounds great. And so the question on everyone's mind, well, at least my mind, what are your next steps for continuing to support solar in the region?
Absolutely. Since the plan is now a couple of years old and we've been able to learn, you know, some of the mistakes that we've made, our next steps are really to go through that plan now with a fine-tooth comb. What has been accomplished in that plan? And what do we need to rewrite and really look at moving forward? So taking that plan apart and looking at each aspect of that plan has got to be our next step. And I think working with the Southern Arizona Solar Standards Board, we will be able to do that in a fashion that the next phase of that plan can begin to be written by the middle of next year. So I think we're very excited to work with everyone to be able to take that plan to the next level.
Great. We'll look forward to hearing more about it. Well, is there anything else you'd like to share with someone who's interested in doing a similar project?
Absolutely. I think it's very important that one understands that just to name yourself a Solar America city or, you know, being in support of solar isn't enough. You really need to ensure that everybody is willing to work together, from the installers to the developers to the municipalities to your mayor and councils. It's very important that everybody be willing to work together and set egos aside and really join hands for the betterment of solar. I think it's very important if you want to see solar succeed in your cities or in your region, you know, taking that first step of bringing everybody together in a partnership type situation is definitely in everyone's best interest and will definitely see you advance solar in your region.
Well, this has been great. Thank you so much, Colleen and Sheila.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And you can find more information about the Pima Association of Governments work at pagnet.org. You can also find out more about the Sunshot Solar Outreach Partnership's work at narc.org/solarops and download NARC's recent publication, Profiles in Regional Solar Planning, a Handbook and Resource Guide, which provides more regionally focused case studies and a toolkit to get your community started in deploying more solar energy today. Thanks.
This podcast was recorded and provided by the National Association of Regional Councils. For more information about NARC, please visit narc.org.